Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Noé, nice to see you again. How are you doing?
Very good. Very happy to be back here.
Why don't you tell us what product we're tasting today?
Today we are tasting one of our most beautiful blends that we are the most proud of, which is called Trésor, which is a real treasure in a way. It is part of our signature collection. Trésor is a selection of some of our most beautiful eaux de vie from Grand Champagne.
What are some of the other collections that Tesserand has?
The main collection being what we call the classic collection, which is what we started bottling when we started the brand in 2003. So as we used to produce cognac since 1905, but we started bottling our reserve cognac only 15, 20 years ago. And we started with four cognacs, which are the Lot 90, the Lot 76, the Lot 53, and the Lot 29, which is part of the classic collection, which covers four generations in terms of age, which is quite a lot. And the signature collection originates from blends that we had in the cellar, which date back from my grandfathers. And we have what we call the prestige collection with our iconic extreme cognac, Tesserand Extreme, which is simply a blend of the top and best eau de vie sitting in our Paradis cellar, in our demi-johns. And most of them date back from my great grandfather's time, who was already a big collector of cognac when he started the house in 1905.
So we're clearly getting into Tesserand's highest level with Trésor. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. It used to be one of our best kept secrets. And when we created and launched this blend, we decided to bottle only a few ones. It is a very exclusive expression. We are very proud of this blend because it's sitting on some of the best tables around the world. We take very much pride in those blends.
What's the idea behind the conception of Trésor compared to Extra Légende?
So Trésor is much older than Extra Légende. Extra Légende is more than one generation in terms of age, and Trésor is more than two generations in casks. So it's a selection of the best eau de vie exclusively from Grand Champagne. And it's a blend not only of Uniblanc grapes, but of Folle Blanche and Colombard, because we are one of the only few houses still left to grow Colombard and Folle Blanche. Folle Blanche is all about finesse and complexity, and Colombard is such a structured grape varietal. It would bring so much density and smoothness to a blend. So Trésor is a very representative, is really a quintessence of what we are doing at Tesserand in terms of style of blends. A very old blend, yet very lively still and very fruit forward.
How many years is a generation?
When we talk about the age of a cognac, we like to compare it to generations, like a human generation of 25 years. So when I say two generations, it's like two human generations. So most of the eau de vie present in Trésor were distilled at the time my grandfather was ahead of the house.
Tesserand is a firmly Charentais family with a strong Charentais identity. How does that influence the philosophy and overall the style of products made, specifically Trésor?
As you said, the origin of the family are deeply rooted within Charente and in Grande Champagne, where we have a historical property near Bonneuil. And the house was founded in 1905 by my great-grandfather Abel. And his son Guy, my grandfather, acquired an estate in Pauillac, a wine property, which is purchased in 1975. And already at the time when my father took over, he was already regarded as an outsider in Bordeaux because he had a very Charente mentality. And I think this mentality is really rooted deep within our way of working, our DNA, meaning when we do something, we do it for ourselves and for the future generations. In cognac, I always say I'm bottling my grandfather's production and I'm distillating my future grandchildren eau de vie. And we would never start a project if it wasn't for the long term. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to a blend. When we start bottling something, we want it to have the same quality for many years. Hopefully in 30 years, when I will have white hairs, people will still be enjoying the same Trésor that you are enjoying tonight.
It's safe to assume then that the philosophy and the identity of Tesserand has a direct influence on Château Pontet-Canet and Pimeray and not the other way around.
Yes, very much. But you know, you learn from all the places you work and all the terroirs. And there are many techniques that we've experimented in Pontet-Canet that we are bringing back to the vineyard management in cognac as well. I think you need to work in accordance with what the terroir gives you, what the place gives you. When you talk to my father, he cannot talk about the wines without mentioning the heart of the family, the origin, the cognac. So it is very much linked, and we are lucky as well to work with products that are very complementary. When you have a very nice dinner with some great vintages of Pontécanet or Pimeray, and you finish off with Trésor, for example, from our cognacs, to me, at least, the perfect evening.
Getting back to Tesserron Trésor, can you explain what are the main differences from a cognac that was distilled on the lees and one that was distilled without the lees?
When we decide to keep the lees of the wine for the distillation process, the main goal behind it is to have eau de vie that will be much more aromatic, that will be tainted with those residual lees. And it's perhaps not something we would have done if we were much younger cognacs. But when an eau de vie is sitting for years, for decades, for generations in a cellar, that's the lees who will keep the very lively and fruit-forward aspect, which is very dear to us, like Trésor. You know, tasting an old spirit is always very charming, but sometimes it can be a little dusty. And I think when we try something like Trésor, the most surprising thing is how lively it is still and how fruit-forward it is. And I think it is, for the most part, due to the way we work the eau de vie and the fact that they were distilled on lees.
What will our tasters get on the nose?
So many things. What I love about a blend like Trésor, such an old blend with so much complexity, is that every time I drink Trésor, I have typical notes of Trésor that I recognize, but I always have something new because there's so many eau de vie and they can reveal themselves in so many ways. There's a true on the nose, wonderful, heady, aromatic tang. There is a little bit of long wood, which is very compelling. You have hints of wood, dried fruits, tobacco. And at that point in time, you are fully the aromas of Rancho Charente, which are those very buttery, leathery, dried fruit notes that are typical. You will never find aromas like this, which are impossible to emulate in a young blend. And Trésor is fully on that, on the nose.
And what about the taste and the finish of this fabulous Trésor?
So the taste really on the palate, it's a really appetizing cognac. It's really opulent, but at the same time, very rounded and very smooth. It's the perfect equilibrium, as I said, of what we are able to do in terms of style of blends at Tesseron. You have this very rich, complex cognac, but yet extremely easy to drink, almost too easy to drink. You have really almost supreme finesse. It's very supple opulence, I would say. And the length is forever. If you taste Trésor by the evening, by the time you go to bed, if you go to bed late, you will have the Trésor sleeping with you.
It's the holidays right now. It's December 24th. What cognac is going to be on your table for the holiday meals?
Well, to be honest, I believe Trésor is really our Christmas cognac, not only by his look, a very beautiful bottle and packaging, but the blend itself is always very warming, you know. It's the kind of thing you want to drink with your family and good friends. I think Christmas might be the easiest excuse to have such a nice cognac. So I would think that would be a treasure for us.
Noé, again, thank you very much. Thank you for your time and bonne fête.
Thank you very much, Taylor, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And I hope a nice bottle will be under the pine tree.
Thank you, Noé.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on this tasting journey. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com.